Marianne's on the line. Hey, Marianne, welcome to the show. How are you doing today?
Well, I'm doing great. Too hot, though. Ground's too hard.
What's that?
The ground is too hard. It's too hot.
It is. You're right.
That's why it's hot. And I have a little bit of information on that lady's tree.
Oh, good.
Yeah, good.
I'm taking this out of Michael Durr's Woody Plants.
Did you get the spelling?
Yeah, well,
what
I kind of...
What a gal.
I kind of remember, F-R-A-N-K-L-I-N-I-A.
Yeah.
So it's hard to transplant, has a sparsely fibrous root system, best to move as a small container or bald and burlapped specimen.
Okay, she's got in a container.
Requires moist, acid, well-drained soil.
Oh, jeez.
Which has been supplied with ample organic matter.
Oh, jeez.
And yeah, full sun or light shade, the best flowering and fall coloration occur in full sun.
Is that Chinese, has it got any common names on it?
No, he doesn't have any.
Maybe if she
I'm
put it up.
I'm thinking that's a Chinese snowbell tree or something that Greg and him likes. It seems like that's the...
It's native. It is native to Georgia.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, no, that's not it.
So we put that right under our drip air conditioner.
Yes.
And so it gets plenty warm. The birds will like it.
You treat it like a
blueberry.
Azalea or a blueberry. Yeah, the problem is, of course, it's as big as a dogwood, so it'd be tough. Dogwoods are almost impossible to grow.
Yeah.
Chinese fringe tree, that's what he likes.
Yes, I would recommend that, you know, that she pick out another tree native to our area in memory of her husband.
That's right. You know, it's hard. Did you hear me stumbling around when I suggested that? Because it's hard.
Yeah, this tree has...
People assign, you know, that symbolism to that tree, and so it's tough to just switch.
Did you
hear me quiet as a mouse over here?
Yeah, Jerry.
I was going to let Calvin... He
I kept looking. I was looking over to him to come and help me, but he wouldn't help me.
I was praying.
All right, so if that's the case, then we need to help Vivian pick out a tree that will be similar.
A red oak.
Oh,
a crepe myrtle.
A crepe myrtle would be excellent,
yeah.
Yeah, she could get the same color, same size.
Probably need to know a little bit about her husband. I wonder why they picked that particular tree.
Maybe his name was Frank.
Could have been.
I guess it wouldn't be that second word, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was tough.
But see, you're showing Vivian how Texas-friendly people are in Texas.
Right.
By calling.
And also, gentlemen, I can't believe that you didn't mention the fact that that tree is acclimated to that climate.
The what?
That the tree is acclimated to the Brooklyn climate.
Yeah.
Well, we don't know that because I don't know about Jerry, but I'm not sure.
Are you okay?
Whether it grows up there in Brooklyn at all. Now,
I think Jerry's on the
way. I guess
it was in a container in a sheltered spot, or you put it in.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you know, I'm not sure that it's one of those things that grows in the yards up there.
No, I don't. It says it's hardy from zone. Let me see.
Jerry's reflexive with
five
silence.
5 to 8.
Zone 2 to 8.
So
2 to 8.
No,
5 to 8.
What? 5.
Five.
2 to 8.
I was going to say, 2 is Antarctic.
Yeah.
Yeah, Arctic.
But what I'm saying is, I've always heard that when we travel, we should not really buy plants that are growing very far outside of our zone.
Even though
that plant will grow in the yard in San Antonio, it's been acclimated to that region.
So,
is that right?
Well, yeah. I mean, that's certainly a good rule of thumb. But none of us follow it. You know, nobody likes that kind of reasonable advice.
No, because we're getting ready to go on vacation, and I'm thinking, I wonder what plants are there.
Where are you going?
Colorado.
Oh, forget it.
You better be careful. There'll be a lot of our plants that want to get in the car with you and get out of this heat.
And I want to get in the car with you and get out of the heat.
They got a nice drought going there in Colorado, don't they?
Yeah, they have
finally
a long-term
drought.
Well, I don't know if it broke, but they've hit a long-term drought. Well, thank you very much for the
information. Okay, well, thanks. Thank you, gentlemen.
All right, bye, Mary.
Oh, and also, everybody, please call the newspaper and demand that the column gets put back.
Thank you, Mary.
In the paper.
Well, haven't you been seeing Calvin's column? It's there on page 2 today.
No, I hadn't even looked at the paper.
No, she, oh, huge thing.
They made their mistake. They lost Mary Ann as a customer, and she ain't going back.
Oh.
So she didn't look at the column.
What about our David?
What's that?
What about David Rodriguez?
Well, I think David is getting as many words as Calvin, but his words are smaller. I haven't counted them.
If you've got a microscope, not just a magnifying glass, but a microscope.
You count them. His words are to the right of Calvin's.
Okay.
On page 2.
Okay.
And I'm just looking at them. I'm thinking it's pretty close.
It depends on what you rate, your number of words or column size.
Okay, yeah. You know, it's hard.
My column has lots of white space in it.
It's hard for the whole community to learn who David is.
That's right.
And
wait a minute. I travel with David yesterday. I don't know if that's a good thing or not.
Well, you mentored him.
Wait a minute.
Don't be telling anybody
Nobody will want to hear about it. I didn't have nothing to do with it.
Okay, well, thank you guys.
All right,
yeah, stay cool.
Have a good trip.
Okay.
Thanks, Mary Ann.
Thank you.
Hey,
bye-bye.
Take care.